Okay, we're going to call to order the August 8th, 2019 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. In attendance today are Commissioners Sharon Caley, Kirsten Hoffman, Lisa Keegan-Parcell, and Helen Pillsbury, staff member Joe Cornish. First item on the agenda, application 19.1174AB 16 Washington Street has been withdrawn by applicant, so we'll be moving on to design review application 18.1193AB 40 Mount Hood Road. If the applicants can come and introduce themselves for the record, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah, you can just, yeah, probably easier if you move forward, yeah. If that's okay with all the commissioners, please sit closer, thank you. I do all just want to introduce yourselves for the record. Thank you.
Erin Hodges, Stantec.
Thank you.
Ian Ramey, Copley Wolf, landscape architect.
John Madison, developer.
James Gray, Stantec, architect.
Thank you. Okay, so we can just begin the presentation?
Yeah, oh, hi. Thanks, everyone. Good to see everybody again. As I mentioned, John Madison, we're looking forward to the process. I know we were talking earlier how well I believe the, you know, sitting down with you all and with the BCDC during the process really helped us kind of understand, you know, get more of an idea and a better design. And at the end of the day, I think we have a really good design here in building, and a lot of it was thanks you know, to that process. But we've been through PVDA Article 80 process. We've been through the zoning. We're past that. So, you know, here we are.
Hopefully
last stop before we can start construction. I'll pass off to James Gray from Stantec.
Hey, Joe, just so you had asked for five copies. Megan Sipple has joined us.
Oh, great. Thank you.
With five copies of the package. So, you'll have it. Everybody wants.
Thank you. I'll just pass it down.
So, as John mentioned, if you recall, I believe Commissioner Parcell, Hoffman, and Pillsbury were there for BCDC. You won't remember, but I went back and looked, and it was May 29th and June 12th of 2018 that we met. And if you recall, on the meeting on the 12th, that's when BCDC then granted us, if you will, an approval or a recommendation to go to the full commission, which they did in their first meeting in July, to approve the project. That is obviously a condition precedent to us going to the BPDA board, which we did in August after a couple more community meetings, and then ultimately to the Board of Appeal in February of this year. So since that time, we have not changed the design. This is the design you guys saw, but by all means, we'll run through it again. The site, you all know. Joe, which one is it? Oh, here it goes. It's, you've got it on. Oops.
Yeah, it's kind of a fancy.
Oops. Okay. You just have to put it back on the full screen. Thank you. Cool. I'm going to go back on.
That's strange.
Oh, it's not, back is not that one. It should be, it's a, all right, we'll go from here, it doesn't matter, okay? So in our presentation, of course, we dug into the your guys' regulations, and in particular for new construction. As you know, the existing site is I believe it's a 1950s motel. I think we can all agree that it's not a contributor to your historic neighborhood. And as a result, the proposal, as was before and is today, is to tear it down and replace it with a for-sale multifamily housing project. I won't read all these to you. You know them well, but we wanted you to know that we've been thinking about them all the way. In particular, after those first few meetings when we sort of went and got your initial feedback between that first meeting and that second meeting, if you recall, the air kind of went back into the room, not only from your point of view, which we appreciated, but from BCDC, who doesn't always have us think historically, right? I mean, I think that the architects on BCDC often are very contemporary in their thinking, but if you recall, and you didn't, unless you went to the BCDC final here, Bill Ron in particular was very complimentary of the fact that we found a nice place for, you know, in that was contextual to the neighborhood, and we've done a nice job. I don't know why it is. There we go. Just got to give it a container. Again, I point out the nature of the existing place. I just have to push it a little harder. And then some of the existing buildings in the neighborhood, we did spend some time looking around. You can see some of the cornice lines. Of course, these things come right out of your regulations about sort of the base, middle, top, or I think it's base, body, cornice is the way it's described in your regulations. You can see that those are evident. We also looked at around the neighborhood from an aerial standpoint, looking at the length of some of the facades, and it's a very common thing, particularly in the residential, the multifamily residential, the apartment buildings in your neighborhood, to gang them together in this sort of compositional way, and then together they create the composition that is that we're doing. So it's pretty interesting. Let's see. So the project summary, again, since we last spoke, the FAR, I believe the number of units is the same. It might have come down a bit since we got BCDC approval, but it was this for the BPDA approval. And but one thing that I point out, and I know it's not something that maybe is your purview, but John has agreed along the process as part of the IAG process to increase the affordability from the minimum 13% to 16%. And then we have 201 parking spaces, and those spaces continue to be underground and out of sight. And then the rest of that tells you the breakdown of all the different sizes of units.
And it is home ownership, it's not rentals.
Yes, and again, that was also important to some of the people in the IAG. The roof plan, Joe had asked us to make sure we put a roof plan in. The way these types of structures, this would be a wood frame on podium, we would say. The garage would be contained in a steel and concrete, what we call type 1 fireproof construction. Above that is a wood frame, type 3B. Also fireproof, ironically, even though it's wood, but it's a different kind of lighter construction that sits on the podium. And the way these are mostly done is each individual unit gets its own mechanical unit in the unit, and then there's a condenser on the roof that are ganged together, and we wrap them in a screen. And we have some diagrams in here that shows how they're going to be visible anyway. I'm going to give Ian the floor in a few minutes to talk about the landscape, but this shows you that our plan is to do a lushly landscaped site plan. And then I'm going to go quickly, so that we leave time for discussion through the plans. We can, again, come back to any of this. You can see, as we go through, you'll start to see roofs appear because the buildings are getting going fast. As you can see, it steps down as it steps down the hill. And I remember there was a conversation when we were at BCDC about people preferring, you know, 4 and 7 or 5 and 6 and all of that, and the opening into the courtyard and all of that things. And I think we came to a consensus as a group, and that's where we are today on those. These are hard to read here, but the intent was in your package, you would see some of the images, and with all the notes, the buildings are made of primarily of brick. The windows, per your regulations, have a vertical orientation, and are ganged in 2 and 3, you know, groupings. Again, much like much of the context, go through quickly. Some sections, again, intended to give you a sense of, you know, what you might see on the roof. It's going to be very hard to see much on the roof of this building, because as you can see, the pop-ups in the middle of there are those screen mechanical systems. In a building like this, we don't really need anything close to the edge, which is nice, and they're flat roofs with cornices, as again, I bring up is described in your regulations. Actually, we had some fun basically designing the building that we thought was very contextual in this case, not always the situation. Again, the mechanicals on the roof kind of become out of sight when you're here. We have a central courtyard, if you recall. And then we have some of the details that we're proposing. We're trying to create a little bit of the level of detail, or a lot of the level of detail that you guys are familiar with in your neighborhood. And I would say we're going to do it in a contemporary way, only to maybe show that this building is of 2019-20, not necessarily 1919 or 20. Again, some of the imagery of the detailing that we're proposing, and some more studies there. And then quickly run around some of the overalls. You can get a sense of what the shape and feel of the building is going to be. Prominent entrance is one of your, I don't know why this thing keeps going so fast, I apologize, but you guys have the images in front of you. We talked about this opening and making it prominent during the IAG process. I think we promised to put that door there and allow the community to use that space from time to time for their community meetings.
On the right side.
Yeah, under the pool. Yeah. This is the corner view from the corner of Egremont and Hood, which I think has really come a long way. And then as you make your way along.
And I think, you know, this is one of our key items here when we were looking at it. You know, you want to be part of the community, and, you know, by having these entrances into the townhomes along Egremont, you know, the goal is the people who will be buying that most likely would be more family oriented because of bigger units, 2-3 bedrooms. And, you know, hopefully people will be sitting on the steps and outside and active throughout.
Yeah, we're excited about what it does to the other side of Egremont, which is currently now mostly knee trees and, and a bit of a wall to the hotel above it. And then also one of the principles of your was to tuck away the garage entrances. There's this one down here that goes to the lower level of the parking, and then there's one from what we call the alley between the building and the building on Comm Avenue.
1650.
So it doesn't, again, go off any of the streets. And then, oops, sorry. Yeah, somehow you got, I'm gonna see if I can go backwards. Come on.
There you go.
All right, if you can maybe, Joe, when you get that back up. Ian, the lower right is the push, and you have to push it kind of hard.
Lower right?
Yeah, but
okay,
don't do that. Anyway, here's
your. Okay, so this is just an overview of the site plan, and what we did following your guidelines, we kind of broke out the various landscape elements following the criteria in your charter, basically. So the first series talks about the paved area. So what we have along the public realm area, which is Mount Hood and Egremont, is a concrete sidewalk that would also have a permeable paver strip at the back of curb, masonry, or precast material. We have a fairly robust tree spacing that is a regular spacing along both those streets, so it's fairly verdant. We also have some spaces that spill off of the sidewalk where there'd be little public areas. So we have a pocket park that is coming off of Mount Hood, and then at the intersection with Mount Hood and Egremont, another sort of larger little pocket park there. And then as you go around in Egremont, we have another space that kind of widens out and becomes like a small parklet for people to sit at. And then at the corner where we abut the property on the far left-hand side is another sitting area. So these little
there's
opportunities.
Pointer there if you want it, at the top in the middle.
There you go. Okay. So there's a space here, space there, a little space here, and then a little space here. So the idea is that the sidewalk kind of widens out and provides opportunities for people to engage.
There you go.
So these are just some, whoop.
Yeah, you got mine from.
Yes. So these are some images of the material, so you can see pavers. You obviously know what concrete looks like. Interior to the site, there may be some stone dust material, and then some of the unit pavers that you might see.
Are you promising dogs?
We are promising dogs, although there's probably a limit on the size of dogs available. And then trees and planting was another component that you guys asked for more information on. So what we did is prepare a palette of materials that we would choose from for the various areas. And on the next sheet, you can see some images of the materials. So the trees would be largely native species like red oaks, birch, some of the more ornamental trees like eastern redbud, flowering dogwood. We'd have honey locusts, which are very successful urban trees. And then the shrub layer, we would have a mix of evergreens like inkberry and some very durable deciduous shrubs like dogwoods, oak leaf hydrangeas, and fothergilla. And then we would sprinkle in on the lower level some of the more ornamental stuff like daylilies and catmint, provide flower during the warm seasons. And then this is just a plant list if you want to dig into the species. We did try to cater this to some of the suggestions that were listed in the guidelines. And there was a section about retaining walls. Because there is so much grade change, particularly along Mount Hood, we do need, in order to keep these pocket park areas flat and accessible, we have to kind of level it out. And to do that, we need some type of retainage there. So we're thinking in red, you can see there's some lines there which would indicate where we would have retaining walls to allow us to terrace the landscape. And then, of course, there's a precedent here of a very large stone wall, which we tried to pick up on with our proposed materials.
Yeah, how tall is that stone wall there?
The existing one?
Must be 12 feet?
Maybe even more. It's pretty high.
So what are you looking at? Are you looking to change it, bringing it down?
Or that's existing.
Not
yours. It's more inspiration.
Right. We can't touch it. It's off-site, but it's a beautiful wall. So we're trying to take some cues from that in the proposed materials. And then site furnishing. So we'll have benches. We'll have light poles. We're proposing to have some placed boulders in the landscape for informal sitting. And those will be sort of scattered throughout the pocket parks and along the sidewalk. And there's some images of the materials that we're looking at in terms of the furnishing. So the bike racks, trash receptacles, we're probably looking at a historic light that's compliant with city standards. There may be some stonework, there may be some placed boulders in the landscape, and then some of the more fixed seating elements would look like that. And then this is just a blow up of how that pocket park works. So because of the grade change, it's falling along Mount Hood. As I mentioned, there'd be some retaining walls, and we see coming in at one level and having a flat space, and then stairs down, and then another flat area, stairs down, and then a larger corner pocket park.
Are there railings on those stairs at all? Are we going to get into railings at some point?
We haven't gotten into railings. Okay. We talked about getting into it, but we haven't, so we're happy to talk about it.
Okay, great. Thanks. Keep going, sorry.
This area we have a step down, you have to be concerned about ADA, accessibility to that?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, so in the previous slide, this kind of blows it up. So what we're seeing is that the ADA access will be coming in off of here, and then once you get down the corner, this is all accessible from that side.
So basically, in a steep site, we don't create the length, the contour of the site, and therefore the idea is that we make it accessible from the public way.
Right.
And the sidewalk being not technically accessible is where we have the obligation to go to.
We have to follow the street grade, basically. We can't regrade the streets. That's basically it for the landscape. Unless you have questions.
Yeah, my only concern about the street furniture, especially this bench here, it's a little hard to see.
Yes.
Is sort of this texture is just like durability and not like leaves or trash or something. Mm-hmm. It seems like these are little slots here or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's an exact item you plan to use or just an idea of an item, but that's kind of a consideration I would take into account.
Yes.
Because these are going to be outdoors. They're going to be on a private property. Hopefully there'll be names people to take care of them.
Okay.
But yeah. Still, yeah. Like, you know,
yeah, we
something
understand.
That's harder to
yeah.
maintain.
Mm-hmm. And right.
So, you know, it's just less
leave
durable.
Leave your coffee behind in right. the pocket right. pocket as you walk
yeah.
away.
Yeah, I feel like I see that seating pretty commonly in public spaces, though. So there must be
it is
an easy method to
it
keep.
Is pretty common.
Yeah.
I mean, it does require some maintenance, some removal of debris, and occasional cleanup, but...
I assume there's like a dedicated maintenance staff to the building
yeah, this,
who would be in charge.
This would be a
full-service yeah.
Residential condominium
yeah.
project with the staff on hand and maintaining not just the cleanup, but also the landscaping throughout the year.
And in the public spaces as well.
Oh, yes.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Having said that, I'm sure we're not ready to get out of that bench.
No.
Right.
Yeah,
no, it
yeah,
is a good point. It
sure
is a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The idea was having wood.
It looks great,
yeah.
to have
no, it's a great point. I wrote it down.
Over time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, my other thought is in terms of all these things, like snow removal and dealing with that issue and just, you know,
I mean,
yeah, that's
John
a staff.
Said it's going to be a managed building.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, like furniture, walks, everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
You know, some metal work conducive to deal with the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Got it.
What's the best image to see how the height compares to the Aberdeen? Is there one of these that
and that's
you can
a
see
question.
The Aberdeen
you mean,
from?
You mean when you say the Aberdeen?
1650.
Yeah, the bill.
Yeah,
1650. Yeah.
There should be.
I don't
I
know.
Just,
if
I can't
we have
tell what.
Fully. It's they're taller, but I can't tell you by how much.
Yeah.
Because if you remember on the corner, they have that taller piece.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
You can probably
maybe this one. Does that help?
Yeah, that's the
yeah.
best one. Yeah, that's the one I was looking for.
Oh, I need
yeah.
page numbers. Okay. I'll
do you
find
have
it.
Page numbers?
I'll find it.
That's
I'm
it.
Going back this way, Josh.
This one, yeah, I got it. I got it. Proposed massing. Okay.
Oh, I think
it's too fast.
It's jumpy.
This thing goes fast. It doesn't want to go at all.
Let me see if I can.
Yeah, I'll let you do it. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. And you see, I have that tall piece on the corner. The section, does the section show it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the section if you don't mind, Joe.
One slide back.
It's back, yeah. There you go.
Oops, there.
See it? That's it. Six,
oh, yeah,
the
okay.
six stories there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that taller piece is actually a little bit taller than that, but.
Yeah, it's the head house, the elevator.
Which is, of course, why we put the height up there.
Now, what are you looking at for, like, the materials of this long span? How is kind of the rhythm of that going to work? You know, from, so say I'm looking at this one.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. all brick. But there's going to be a variety of them.
Okay, so
and
can we go over that a little bit? What,
yeah,
what
sure. We haven't
that?
Chosen them all, but there will be
okay.
a
yeah.
there will be a mock-up.
Yeah.
And I suspect you guys will want to be involved in the review of that. That's required by the city. But have you guys been involved in mock-up reviews? I'm not sure how much new construction.
Yeah. Well, there was staff has done. Well, staff has supposedly been supposed to do that previously. It was supposed to happen on the Aberdeen. I'm
actually,
not sure it did.
We were supposed to have commission, but
right.
there was a staff change.
Yes.
A little bit of that got lost in the cracks, I think. But generally, that has been, I think.
Because
yeah.
I would say for me, like,
for
macro,
that.
Everything looks
right.
really good.
Right.
I would love to see some more detailing, like, just, like, calling out the front entrances mm-hmm. and just what that will look like. I mean, I like the detailing that you've called out, like, based on these. I think that those are really interesting. I would just love to see that fleshed out a little bit more.
So, just be specific.
And that includes railing, and that includes, like, really,
yeah.
So I know we talked about this in the BCDC
yeah.
meetings, like trying to pick up a little of that like the ornamentation from
kind of the wrought
yeah,
iron.
Yeah, the wrought iron. Not super, you know, fancy. You can go in like a little bit more of a modern, simplistic, you know, minimalist route. But I would definitely take inspiration from that. So
yeah,
I would just
right.
I would love to see that portion of it kind of
so details around the entry, I mean, some of the the materials you're seeing there around
yeah.
the entry are what we call cast stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not limestone. People don't
right.
generally build in limestone anymore.
Right.
But it is cast stone, and it is intended to look like limestone. And then the rest of it is brick, and then we haven't finalized the detail, but as Joe, thank you, Joe, for pulling this back up.
Yeah.
We're looking for corbelling of different kinds in order to get that level of detail that you see in buildings that are of the era of your neighborhood.
Yeah, what kind of detailing, like in these, I can't like, do you have, it's like one of these would be similar to one of those?
Correct,
yeah.
That would be.
Because I can see that these obviously, like right. I can see where those are coming
right.
from.
These are gonna be courses okay. that are at the variated widths.
Okay.
So you will have a brick maybe turned 45 degrees
okay.
on one layer and turned another 40, like the other direction in one layer. And we're
yeah.
trying to make all of these be related but not the same. So
okay.
you can tell it's the same project but also breaks up the long rhythm.
Yeah, we thought that was better than the repeat. A lot of the buildings in the neighborhood actually repeat.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we just thought, I think we talked about that. At the
well,
time.
These repeat to a certain extent,
to
like
a
had
degree.
Like a bar,
yes,
and then,
to
yeah,
a degree,
okay.
But not, so we don't, they're not, there's not however many there are different ones, but they break down.
There will be
groups.
A rhythm to it. It's
correct.
Not like a different
yeah,
one
I think
on
if
every
you
building.
Look at
or,
this one, you can see.
And that's
we took
the,
it
yeah.
into different pieces, actually.
Yeah. I do like the way this middle portion kind of separates these two.
Yeah. And it creates
building
that other,
and steps back a little bit.
That, park,
and,
that other
yeah.
pocket park.
Yeah.
yeah. That was the idea.
Yeah.
yeah. And some of the geometry of the site offered us that as well. So we took advantage of it.
Can you tell us, sort of going the other side of that, to not for it not to be too mishmashy, can you tell us like are like these lighter colored sections, are they all the same material? Are these kind of pink sections the same material? I'm trying to figure out how many
different colors
and color palettes
yeah.
there are.
Right, so there's if you don't mind, well maybe you want to bring that image up, Joe, and I'll
you
use
can
the
hold
pointer.
This one up if you want to. You can use that.
Yeah.
You need to?
This time maybe just this
okay.
one. So the material you see down here is in fact all brick. We thought that against the Egremont backdrop that made a lot of sense. And you'll see mostly brick along Mount Hood. We've lightened things up along the inside of it, and we're using a little bit more contemporary materials in things in things like what we call cement board, which is, sounds like a, not a nice term, but it is a very nice material in a mainstream kind of use that allows us to get some layering textures and going in here and here. And this piece along the top that then wraps around the top is also that material. So you basically have two materials, brick and the cement board, and you probably have, you know, one, two, maybe three brick colors, and maybe one, two, three cement board colors. So we're trying to maintain some different levels of scale and texture without, as you say, getting to a mishmash.
Yeah, just the facades need to relate to each other. I feel like those buildings went up by the circle that, I don't know, there's two up there that don't, you know, the AC,
right.
Hilda, and the materials don't relate to
right.
each other very well, and it was
these
like,
are both brick. They
yeah,
brick.
And they, yeah, and they don't go well together.
We don't want the buildings to feel heavy,
right?
But and masonry can if you're not careful, particularly as you layer it. So we think that the layer materials, the cement board, will give the sense of a little bit of lightness at the tops and allow you to do some stepping.
And I really do like your sort of detail, the samples of the brick for the
spandrel, we call those the spandrel.
I love actually have their detail, but modern. Because,
right.
you know, even though our guidelines tell you to relate to the context and to take into account the base,
sure.
you know, cornice and what we have of art, They're early 20th century buildings,
right.
and this is an early 21st century building, and it needs to be a 21st century
right.
building,
right.
even though it needs to fit in with 20th century buildings. And I think that's kind of one of the big problems of like modern residential architecture, that people just feel like it's kind of something that's grown up and doesn't fit together. But
mm-hmm.
you can't, you know, we could not create those detailed facades from less than 100 years ago if we wanted to. It's a
right.
whole different economic situation. So,
true.
You know, we're not
finding
but, but that's just, I think, in a, to be in a crowd district like this, that finding that bridge between what is there that we all love and adding something new that, you know, fits in with that but isn't the same as that.
Mm-hmm. I think that coupled with the fact that the hotel will go away is going to be there.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's true that it's a good, I don't think that's a site that, you know, it's not anything currently there that anyone's going to. Is coming to this.
Well, he's still really on.
Okay.
We're not going to miss it.
But I love this view right here.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's going to be great. And that's really from the heart of the neighborhood right there.
So my only concern is, well, I understand the idea of having the multiple materials, but just sort of the things, that there'd be kind of a core number and a core, still some consistency somehow. There's just some new buildings that have gone up there. I mean, and I guess all this is aesthetic, so it's different people's opinions, but they're just like pieces of this and that.
Like crayon.
Field Road is a good early example of let's experiment with different kinds of things. And it looks like they did it very late on a Saturday night.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's the one, yeah. Yeah. And they've done that.
Well, and but if you want to be the person who designed that, was head of the architecture school at the time.
That kind of doesn't surprise me.
I'm not saying. That would be taking it too far. You can look it up.
So what's the residential lobby entrance like? Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, let's go to that image, if I can. It's, thanks, Joe. It's much faster this way. A few more. One more, I think. There you go.
Okay.
So this is on
Mount Hood,
excuse me. The way this building in plan sets up is that because of its shape, we wanted to put the core as close to the middle of that shape as possible. And so that puts it up on Mount Hood. You can see it's on a relatively flat zone of Mount Hood, again, for accessibility reasons, people getting dropped off. But then within the character of this neighborhood, you know, the entrances are prominent, but they're not screaming, right? And so we wanted to do something that was, we thought, tasteful, but not too loud. And again, if you recall, that was a two-story expression in a previous version. I don't know if you remember that from the BCDC. Thank you for reminding me, too, that it was the timing. And so we decided to make it a little more subtle, come down a little bit, and to be, you know, like the old apartment buildings that when the lobby wasn't this, you know, big event, but a place where you came home, you know.
And this entrance, again, will service this building and the third and fourth floor of the other building.
Yeah.
I was just going to add that the frame language you might remember seeing earlier precedents in the neighborhood is very similar. So we're trying to pick up some of those detail, but in this one we're thinking using brick detail, like tiered and inset brick, so to emphasize the portal language.
Yeah. And the door itself, like what is the material surrounding the, obviously
the frame
panels, but like the material surrounding the door frame, I guess.
It's aluminum and glass. It's going to be like a wide style storefront type door, very wide.
But we're hoping to add in some warm palette in that glass as well, so it's not like a standalone modern object.
And here again, got to keep with active, keeping the streetscape active. You know, even on the Mount Hood side, you have the lobby entrance here and to the right, and then to the left of that is more kind of community space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then as you come down into Egremont, you know, you pass the pool, then you enter, then you turn into the townhome type of situation. So, you know, the goal here is that it instead of just building an apartment building, there's a wall and nobody can come out. You can only go to the lobby to get out of the building. There's multiple ways for people to come and go.
So there's a few windows that are like 4x1s, and then the rest are 1x1s.
Yeah.
Is that what's the thought process behind?
Exactly that. To have some variation, between them and to call out the four over ones in places that we think will, again, help with that rhythm change. We, obviously, almost all double hung windows, again, that's a really, that's a good window, not only for the neighborhood, but for particularly for home ownership, if people really like it. It should be very nice condos. It's going to be a very nice project. It's going to do very well because people are going to like being here.
I think the windows, I like the double hung and the deep level of detail.
Good.
I think that's one of the, I think in contemporary buildings, I think that's a lot of them's one of the problems, the fenestration. It might even be a good shape, but it's like so chintzy.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, but you told us that at the first meeting. We changed it for the second one. I don't think you used the word chintzy, but I appreciate that.
That's a new one.
But we made that change. And we kind of got religion after that first meeting that there was a way to do a really nice contemporary building without fighting kind of the guidelines so much. So it worked out well for us.
So I think the design is overall really strong. I think the commission would just want to see like materials, you know, that.
I think it's such a major project.
Right.
That is.
Just get into those minor details, really. Just like the, you know.
So do you want to
actually
see physical materials?
Yeah, that's
yeah
what
I think. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Don't we? I mean, usually we have at least some stents at staff.
Is there, Joe?
Well, you definitely showed either.
Like, is there?
BPDA.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I know they have meetings where they look at materials.
Right, yeah, sometimes
I mean,
we do them at the same time.
Can we do that at the same time? I mean,
yes.
I don't want to bring you back in here for another meeting here. Right, exactly.
But if we could be in,
yes.
If at least you and if possible, one or two.
Yeah.
Can I explain to you what our rhythm is with them?
Yes,
that
would be great, yeah. Yep.
So we've completed the Article 80 process. We have to go through schematic design, design development, construction documents, and of course construction. We, as part of our approval, we have what they call ongoing design review with the BPDA. Mm-hmm. And that means that at the end of design development, we have a meeting with them to basically make sure that what they see here is what they're getting in the development of the drawings. And we bring materials to those meetings and we review them, put them out on the table and talk about it. That would be a good milestone. And we do it again at CDs, and the CD review is most important. But the DD review is almost as important because when we get to the CD review, we need a stamp and a signature to get a building permit.
Right.
There's always pressure to get a building permit at that point. So that means we've had to done well on the DD review so that the CD review goes quickly as well. So, and we'll bring materials back and confirm that they're the same ones or if we've made any adjustments, maybe there's a out of stock brick that we started with that no longer we can get. And make
we would be thrilled
to have you or any of you participate in that. I know that they appreciate the way that we've worked here today.
And we've had situations where we show up with a brick material and people look at it and say, well, it's kind of too red. Can we make it not
more
as
more
red?
Orange.
Yeah, more orangey and stuff. And then, yeah, so,
sure.
but you're able to do it because the nice thing is a lot of, today, a lot of these materials can be, refined to a certain color and that. So, but that's the time to do it, and we'd love to have you as, as part of that.
Yeah, because I think we approved Aberdeen before the mock-up.
Right.
I mean,
but seeing the mock-up got lost in.
Yes,
CFC.
Right. I would like to.
I personally will do my best not to let that happen.
Yeah,
because it's just some of those detail things that, in the end, do make a big difference in the historic context of the building, and so we just want to make sure that those are not things. And I don't doubt with you all that those would be things that you would look at. So you're clearly conscientious in terms of the design. I feel like you do have an attention to detail that it would be preserved with. So
I think our mock-up will include at least one of those spandrels to see the workmanship on the way the brick, whichever version of it we're mock up. So you'll see how the brickies do. It's so much fun. It's so much more fun to be in brick buildings because the bricklayers still do it the old-fashioned way. It's very wonderful.
And you'll even show the framing of the window, like
the windows,
the window framing colors, and that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and all that stuff will make sure that gets into the market. it won't be enormous. It's going to be miniature versions.
Yeah, just make it a little bit.
Okay. Additional commissioner comments or questions?
Kristen, you've been very quiet.
Kristen's often very quiet.
I think it looks great.
Get us some work.
Spread the wealth. So I would make a motion to approve with provisos, review of material, railing detail, entranceways, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Anything to add to those?
Maybe just plant materials. I know they said they're
yes,
looking
right.
for native species, but still just to make sure.
Yeah, that staff can check. Yeah.
That doesn't
yeah. Yeah, but that staff reviews the appropriateness of all recommended landscape materials.
And add to that we'll contact you for the DD material review and the mock-up. We're happy
yeah,
for
yeah,
you to put
it,
those.
Yeah,
as
it's
provisos.
Great to do it together. Because
yeah.
Really,
yeah,
yeah. If they show something,
put those in your vote and get us a copy of it so that we can monitor it.
Yep.
Yeah, I really do feel that the whole process together during the BCDC was just so helpful.
Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of coming
I think it was too.
Blind and
yeah, I really appreciate that we were part of that process.
Yes,
yeah.
I did too.
It's such a huge project, and this is the first time we've seen this.
Yeah, I know.
It wouldn't probably look like this.
It wouldn't.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
And
it would
have
been.
You
yeah.
might have to go back.
It wouldn't have been good for us.
Right.
David Carlson deserves the credit.
He
was retired. Damn.
Appreciate it while it lasted.
Yeah.
Okay, so do I have, we have nobody here for comment, so do I have a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay, so we will take a vote. Sharon?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
I vote yes, so we have unanimously voted to approve application 18.1193 AB 40 Mount Hood Road with provisos.
Thanks so much.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure working with you,
so
thank you.
Can you get us a copy of this?
Yeah, next week.
So
yep.
we can monitor the...
Yeah.
The timing on the various pieces.
Oh,
you don't need them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to move on to administrative review and approval. Application 19.1386 AB 1880 Commonwealth Avenue, Unit 8, replace 7 second story 1/1 non-historic aluminum windows in kind. Staff, does this meet the guidelines?
Yes.
Is this one of the buildings that doesn't have a window plan,
See,
master
is,
plan
that
needs?
To
we're
going to
do it every single time.
This is going to be the comment that I have to make. Is that, they and that will replace them, but then points of having the, it might not be the major point, but one of the points of having a district, especially for the apartment buildings where they're not really changing, people are making additions to apartment buildings, or whatever, was to get window, get consistency in windows and have buildings have
right.
have an actual window design that's consistent through the whole building and not have a mishmash of things, which a lot of buildings, because before it was just, anybody could do whatever they wanted and
yep.
place however they wanted. So if we approve this, it's like this one unit is going ahead with their 1/1, but we know that there's windows there with 6/1 and some 8/1 even, I think, and it's like, so now this 1/1, does that become their standard and anybody else for in the future does 1/1, but then you would lose those 6/1s and
I think
some historic
in the I think in the guidelines, this particular building was called out for 1/1. That's my...
So were you just going to mandate that they're all going to be 1/1s from now on for that?
Yeah,
I mean, it's almost like we're going to create... maybe we should just be the one creating the standard for the building
right,
of what we're going to improve or not.
I mean, that's the thing. But yeah. Did they use detail that they could otherwise have if they... This building's actually noted in the guidelines somewhere?
I think it... Yeah. There's,
well, what historically
there's
did
a,
it have?
Yeah, there's a sketch in here of the building types.
Thank you.
Do you have the study report?
I do.
Yeah, on page 40 and 41.
1866.
Yeah, it's 1866. Yeah.
You know, it talks about 1/1 windows in the narrative.
Is that the historic for that type of building?
Right.
1/1.
Yes.
I mean, just because a 6/1 has more panels doesn't make it the detail more historically accurate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. I mean, my sense was in reading this narrative was that the 1/1 would be appropriate for this particular
yeah.
type of
yeah.
apartment, and that's. You know, when these come to us, we try to figure out if we can find a historic photo that shows
right.
what was there, and then as window replacement takes place, we make everyone go back to that historic window.
Right.
But in this case, it seemed from reading this that 1/1 was the most appropriate, and this is what will guide us in the future.
So is that whatever this unit owner installs will become the standard for that building?
The 1/1, yeah. But that's based on what's in the study report. I mean, unless we find a historic photo, which I couldn't locate, that shows something different there.
So you
right.
think that some of the ones that are there that are 8/1 or 6/1 maybe are not necessarily original windows.
Right, right. Yeah, but if, you know,
probably.
Yeah, I mean, we always try to look for a historic photo
right.
or some kind of precedent.
Right.
But that's what the 1/1 seemed to make most sense in terms of the study report.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't approve this application. I think we're gonna continue to be frustrated by buildings aren't gonna make a standard, so I think we need to decide what the standard's gonna be for some of these buildings, because
yeah.
I feel like we have
Although
this discussion
have
every time it comes up.
In the past, having, sending a notice to condominium associations recommending consistency and a single policy.
Yeah. And that would be something.
I don't have much teeth to that.
Right.
But.
I mean, that would be a great project for our new staff
yeah.
person who's starting
next
month.
Person.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's really. He's had a lot of good success in the South End in doing outreach, so that would be a great.
Yeah.
And it'd help, you know, I think it would help everyone moving forward to have a master plan that way. When they're talking to window replacement people, they know exactly what they can do and what they can't do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Sharon?
Yeah.
Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
I vote yes. We've unanimously voted to approve application 19.1386AB, 1880 Commonwealth Ave. Review and ratification of the June 13th, 2019 public hearing minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review those? Would you like a minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a question. In the first one, in the 5759 Leamington, did
yes.
we give them a timeline on when
no.
the repair and rebuild, that doesn't matter?
No. Yeah.
I guess not. I mean, they're not coming, you know, they're not making up for a violation. Well, was that a violation initially?
No.
No. So I was just curious. I didn't see it in here and I couldn't remember if we gave.
No, it was, we just asked them to come back if they wanted to change the granite.
Yeah.
To do something with this, do granite steps and some kind of cheek wall or curbing.
Yes, right, okay.
Actually, that reminds me that I did have a comment about
this
was 1916 Beacon Street. Yeah. Was that the.
That's the one with the Santander Bank?
Yeah, no, well, yes, oh. the tea place.
The
bolt thing. I forget what it is.
Kung Fu Tea,
yeah. And we denied them a
blade sign.
But then there was a blade sign
but
there,
then
right?
But then I sent you a photo.
Right.
I thought we had denied a blade
no,
sign.
No, we approved it.
We did
approve it.
So then we sort of were inconsistent. And, I mean, I guess we
Except
thought that this was too crowded because
of
that
it
was
crowded.
That was really the main
yeah.
reason,
yeah.
because the one in the building next door was taller and it was, right. yeah, it was going to crowd it out
right.
too much.
I think
but,
we still made
I,
the right decision there.
But I thought
there.
That we had denied that Santander blade sign. And
yeah, no, we approved
that. Actually, and it seems like it's getting a little blade happy.
Yeah.
Blade sign. All right, so I guess we did approve this Santander.
Yeah.
I just noticed that the next day after our
I, yeah,
we
I know.
Had that, of course.
You know,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to follow up and clarify.
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to ratify. Do I have a second? Okay, let's see, we'll take a vote. Sharon?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
I vote yes. We have unanimously voted to ratify the public hearing minutes of the June 13th, 2019 hearing. Additional staff updates?
Just we hired our new planner who's doing South End, Fort Point, and Mission Hill started 2 weeks ago, and she's great, and she's going to stay forever.
So who will we have here now?
You'll be getting Nick.
Okay, Armata Nick will come back. Yeah, okay.
Armata?
Armata, A-R-M-A-T-A.
Oh, now, Armata.
Yeah, everyone wanted to say with a D.
Okay. It sounds almost the same.
It does.
So he will be, he already works for
DLC. Yes, yeah, yeah. He has been doing South End, Mission Hill, and Fort Point, so he'll be taking on this commission, Beacon Hill, and St. Vital.
Okay. Any other commissioner comments? Okay, I will make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
I'll take a vote. Helen?
Yes.
Sorry, Sharon?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
I say yes, so we have officially adjourned the August 8th, 2019 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission.